Yesterday about noon in the 2900 block of Canfield, a Ferguson police officer had an encounter with two individuals. In fact, one of those individuals at the time came into the, as the officer was exiting his police car, allegedly pushed the police officer back into the car where he physically assaulted the police officer. It is our understanding at this point in the investigation that within the police car there was a struggle over the officer's weapon. There was at least one shot fired within the car. After that, the officer came back out of the car. He exited his vehicle, and there was a shooting that occurred where the officer, in fact, shot the subject, and the subject, they were fatal injuries. The entire scene from approximately the car door to the shooting is about 35 feet. There were shell casings recovered. The shell casings are all matched to one weapon. That's the officer's weapon. There were more than a few shell casings recovered. I cannot say at this time how many times the subject was struck by gunfire. It's hard to know. It was more than just a couple, but I don't think it was many more than that. There is the medical examiner is conducting an investigation today to determine that, and please keep in mind that it's going to take as long as 6 weeks for the toxicology reports to come back on this. I think I'd like to underscore the fact that Chief Tom Jackson, who's sitting to my left, called me personally yesterday as he was arriving to this scene and asked the St. Louis County Police Department Bureau of Crimes Against Persons to investigate this. Obviously, I would not imagine that anybody would do that if they felt like they had anything to hide or in fact did not want the investigation to be looked at independently and then the facts and circumstances of that investigation be looked at by a neutral party. While we talk about that, I will tell you this. When this investigation is complete, the facts and circumstances will be turned over to the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. I have been on the phone with Mr. McCullough, who's out of town. Those facts and circumstances will be given to him, and then he will have the opportunity to determine the justification, whether or not any charges will be filed, anything like that. And by the way, these are standard protocols that we go through when we have the opportunity to investigate these kind of unfortunate actions. People have asked me about the FBI, whether or not they're going to be involved in this investigation. I would imagine that there's a chance that the FBI could be involved in this. I've not talked to the St. Louis office yet, but I plan to do that today. That's not unusual for that to happen in these type of cases. Typically, the FBI will come in afterwards. They'll take a cursory look at the case, find out if there's information to where they can open a file up, and then, in fact, they may or may not become involved in the investigation. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to do it thoroughly. I'd like everybody here to appreciate that it took a very long time yesterday to process this scene. We only get one opportunity to take a look at these scenes. They're only the scene one time. And there were a lot of folks down there. Their emotions were running very high. I know that we certainly understand that. I know that Chief Jackson and the Ferguson Police Department appreciates that. But we felt like that we had to practice our due diligence down there on this scene. That's why it took as long as it did. I feel like we've done a very good job regarding the investigation. We've done a very comprehensive canvas. We've talked to as many people as we can. We're trying to get any electronic data, any footage that's out there of the incident, and we are continuing to talk to folks today. Two more things real quick. The officer who was involved is been on the police department about 6 years. I'm unaware of any other issues that he has been involved in during his employment as a police officer in the city of Ferguson. We also will be interviewing that officer more extensively today. We had an opportunity to speak with him, of course, yesterday, but because of the dynamics of the scene, we didn't get to spend as much time with him as we would have preferred. So a very comprehensive interview will be conducted with that officer today, who is, in fact, on administrative leave. Before he comes back, Chief Jackson assures me that he will have to go through two different psychological evaluations before he will be able to return back to duty. So that's basically what's going on with it. Again, the investigation is continuing. I would like to be able to even answer more questions than that. One of the questions was the other subject, the decedent, the 18-year-old, armed with a handgun, a rifle, any type of weapon at the time? The answer to that is no. It started out, the genesis of this was a physical confrontation. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your time.
Chief, can we very quickly just wanted to clarify one thing. There was a struggle in the car. He's 35 feet from the car.
No, there's a struggle in the car that started this.
Right.
The entire scene is about 35 feet.
So was this kind of a wrestling
the whole time.
Match, so to speak? Did the struggle continue outside the car?
It was a physical altercation within the police car between the subject and the police officer at the time that extended eventually out into the street. And that is, in fact, where the shooting occurred. The fatal shooting occurred was in the street outside of the police car. What I was trying to articulate to you is that this is not a very big physical scene at this point.
Witnesses were saying that they were running from the officers. Were they still in close contact? Were they still wrestling, so to speak, when the fatal shot was fired, or were they fleeing at that point?
I'm not going to be able to get into any of those type of questions.
I
haven't had the opportunity even, in fact, yet to sit down with the prosecuting attorney's office. I don't want to do anything that would ever prejudice this case on either side of it. Again, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Is he on paid administrative leave? Is he being paid right now, the officer?
Yes, he is.
He is being paid.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
Sure.